Jane shakes my hand and goes. Watch her retreating, shoulders slumping. Oh, God. What is it then? Where are you going, Ally? Ignore their starling-like clamour, grab my coat. Home, I say, fiercely indifferent. They scatter before me, confused, surprised. Catch her in the corridor. She turns and smiles. A real smile, just for me. Quite a leap of faith, she says. I stare blankly. The job, she says, impatient. I wish I had your nerve. It's really taking being out at work to extremes. Almost sounds like criticism. Could be jealousy. Try my best. Not a care in the world, grin. Actually terrified. This hated, despised place actually looks quite safe now. She doesn't need to know. I'll be right at home. No, did that sound too aggressive? Didn't mean I shouldn't drink gin at lunchtime. I hope you like it, she says cheerfully. Wonder if she means the job or the small silver symbol still clutched in my hand, wrapped in a piece of paper. I hope you'll use it, she says, less sure of herself this time. Wonder if she means the pendant or the phone number that encloses it. Oh, yes, calculating the time of the next train, suddenly embarrassed, feeling I have, after all, mistaken her. If I run, I'll just catch it and be home in Ally. Her voice wobbles, even on that short word. She's staring hard at the wall. Honestly, I despair of her. Why did she think I'm leaving? Take her hand. Let the train go without me.